Hi, my name is Ella Ahonen. In this video, I will read you a text by a doctoral student about how they archived their research data. So the topic of the video is archiving research data. For my PhD research in creative writing, I produced ethnographic data. There is another video about this process. I conducted my research in collaboration with the University of Turku. So my data was archived at the archive of the School of History, Culture and Art Studies of the University of Turku. The archive keeps records, for example photographs, recorded interviews and interview transcripts produced by students and researchers from the different departments of the School of History, Culture and Art Studies. The archived materials are available for the purposes of scientific research and education. In recent years, there's been a lot of discussion about the principles of open science, according to which also research data should, when possible, be publicly available. On the other hand, changes in legislation on collecting and storing personal information have also had their effect on research, making it all the more important that researchers have a clear idea about what kind of data they are producing, collecting, and storing. Archives have a lot of know-how in these questions, and I was very grateful to have this kind of support available. At the University of Jyväskylä, there's no archive for students' research data, so all of this is not necessarily applicable. There is, however, support available for both students and researchers. For researchers, there are also several tools provided by the university. I had already made an agreement with the archive about storing my research data at the beginning of my research process. When I had produced all the data I needed, I made an appointment at the archive and took with me the consent forms my research participant had signed, as well as the data itself, the interview files in MP3 format, and the transcriptions I had printed out. The consent form my research participants signed was basically just a document stating they were okay with the interview being archived. The rules of the archive are printed on the other side of the form. The participants could also tick a box about referencing the material using their personal information, such as their year of birth. In my study, I don't share any information like that about the people I interviewed. I had organized the sound and word files by numbers in chronological order. The transcript files were named in the same way, so it is easy to see which interview file and which transcript file belong together. Each interview was given an identifier, a code that I use when quoting my data. So after each interview quote, there is a code indicating the collection, the form of data, photograph or audio file, for example, the year of archiving, and the page number of the interview transcript file. The archive also records metadata, information about the data. In my case, this meant contextual information about the interviews, what kind of interviews they were, for what purpose they were made, and what kind of subjects were talked about. They are also given key words, so that it'll be easier for future researchers to find them from the archive database. It is possible for the researcher to set restrictions for the use of the data. For example, my data will only be available for other researchers after I have published my findings in my PhD. However, archiving research data means it'll eventually be available for future researchers who may have new and different frameworks for approaching it. It also strengthens the reliability of the research. For example, it'll be possible to check if I have quoted my interviewees correctly. Archives have a long and interesting history. They have been important for research, but also in the creation of collective memory. What is archived is always also a question of cultural values. What do we think is worth keeping and storing? I think of archives as a part of the story we tell ourselves about our past, present, and future.